Good morning. Welcome to today's Talk of the Town program, a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings at 8:30 here on Kiowa FM. I'm Tom Trouber. Each day I talk to some of our friends and neighbors in the Kiowa listening area to find out what's going on here in our corner of the world. Talk of the Town is brought to you today by Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, real community banks, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, by Sanford Sheldon, by the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's east side in the Crossroads Edition, the newest outlet for top-shelf liquors. Quality smokes and gummies to help with pain and anxiety. See them for the greatest products and the convenience of the all-new drive-up window on the east end of the building. Sit tight and comfortable in your car while they help you.
Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon.
Welcome back on Talk of the Town. My guest this morning is Kiowa marketing specialist Katie Loger. She's also a social media, I'll call you a social media expert,
ooh,
social media creator. You know your stuff on social media, and that's what we're talking about this morning.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody is familiar with social media.
Yeah.
But don't really know a whole lot about it, including myself, and I'm on, all the time. So, first of all, you got kind of a side gig with the social media. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So, like you said, Tom, social media, there's so many aspects of social media. I like to say I kind of have the advantage with my generation because my generation started with what was called MySpace back in the day. I don't know if you know what that was.
Oh, yeah. I remember MySpace.
Yeah. Where we kind of built the whole entire platform ourselves. And then it evolved into Facebook. And then now we have Instagram, TikTok, and all this stuff. But let's go back to the year of 2020. That is when I got onto the TikTok platform.
Back when you were in high school.
Yeah. Oh, God bless you, Tom. But, you know, the world of in the year of 2020, you know, just kind of passing boredom and getting through the
days. Yeah, because everybody was locked in the house.
Yeah, yeah. And so I discovered this app called TikTok, which I think a majority of people is familiar with today. Just started with me messing around and just, you know, doing the trending sounds and stuff. And then I discovered, I'm like, a lot of people that have a niche, you know, on that platform were doing pretty well. And so I start to think, I'm like, what's my niche? What can I do? Well, I am, anybody that knows me, I'm very passionate about music.
Mm-hmm.
Even from, you know, that my early days when my Aunt Pam brought me to my first concert, which was Bruce Springsteen, that it started there. I don't have a memory growing up without music playing in the background. It's just instilled in me. So then I just started talking about, you know, the music that I listen to. A lot of it's the stuff we play here on KIWA.
You have, I have noticed a rather eclectic musical taste.
Yes, I do. So again, it started with my Aunt Pam. Bruce Springsteen was a big influence. You know, Fleetwood Mac. Tears for Fears I'm a big fan of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Talking Heads, the list goes on. And then, you know, I have my music that I guess you can call like the millennial era, which is the emo rock and that type of stuff. And then, you know, the 90s music is something I'm really passionate about too as well. But anyway, I started talking about that on TikTok, and it turns out there's 104,000 other people that feel the same way about music than I do. So, you know, I promote artists on TikTok. There's this musician I believe he's out of Tennessee that I do some videos for. His name is Sam Donald, amazing musician. One of my favorite bands I've done promotion on TikTok, maybe some of the millennial listeners will know, Silver Sun Pickups. I have done some things for them to promote their concerts. Another part of that I use TikTok for is just sharing my concert experiences with people and bringing them along and showing them that footage.
And there are some other occasional videos that I've seen that have nothing to do with music.
Yeah.
My favorite was the person who refuses to turn on the heat until a certain date on the calendar, regardless if it's needed or not.
Yeah, absolutely. That's another part too. You know, to take a break for your niche is important on social media. If you're trying to grow your platform, is to kind of jump onto the trends that were happening, and that was a trend that was going on at that time, and that's another way to gain views and followers and stuff.
How many blankets were you using in that particular video?
I think 4. Okay. And I had hat on and a sweatshirt. Uh-huh. And I'm, you know what, I grew up in a Dutch household. We save the pennies we can, and we wait till the very last minute to turn on the heat.
And you were probably sweating like mad under all those blankets while you were videoing that, I would think.
No.
Unless you actually didn't have the heat on yet.
No, I really did not have the heat on. And that was pure, that was truth and pure entertainment. So.
And it was funny. It was hilarious. There's another one that I saw where you were at your desk at a former employer.
Yeah.
The details escaped me, but the phone was ringing. And it made me laugh.
Oh, so. That was my very first one. I know what you're talking about. It was when we were stuck in quarantine. I think it was a clip from Will and Grace. So,
okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. But yeah, it's been fun.
So now you obviously are able to monetize your social media platform. How do you get paid?
Yeah, so it's turned into a bunch of different things. So like I talked about before, there's musicians and bands that I promote. Sometimes they'll pay me per view. It's not much, you know, it just depends on how many people I have that view that video. Sometimes it's 2 cents per view after you reach 1,000 views. Sometimes it reaches up to $1 per view. So it just depends. There's months where I make pretty decent money, and there's months where I just make $30.
Not ready to give up your day job.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, no, I'll be here for a while.
Okay.
And then another way that I do it is it's sponsorships. You know, another part of me, I guess you can say my another niche is, I guess I'm kind of a fashionista. I like to dress up based on, I have a lot of different fashion, I guess you can say. I don't wear the same thing once, but I have some brands that I do sponsor on TikTok. Okay. Through the TikTok shop that sometimes does really well, and sometimes it's just for fun. But
like any other business.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk more with Katie. We'll talk about more about this and more about some other things to do with social media. And we will do that after this.
Enroll at Northwest Iowa Community College. NCC's brand statement is, your success is our story. This means every employee at NCC embraces a culture of success for our students. NCC offers a friendly community feeling. Since everyone on campus is dedicated to your success, everyone on campus is ready and willing to help. They try to make it as easy to fit in and to make the transition to college as smooth as possible. NCC, your success is our story.
Citizens State Bank of Shelton and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB for You. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for You mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizens State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for You is offered by Citizens State Bank of Shelton and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town. I'm here with Katie Loger, the social media expert and Kiowa marketing specialist as well. Talking about social media this morning, everybody, of course, knows about Facebook. Everybody and their parakeet are on Facebook.
Yep.
A lot of people on TikTok. There are others as well, various, you know, something for everybody. There are some things that one needs to watch out for when working with social media.
Yeah. One of the most important ones is not posting anything while you're on vacation that can alert. You got to be careful. You can't trust everybody that's on. The internet is a wide, wide, strange world, right?
Yeah, so, it's not just nice people on the internet.
Yeah, so you have to be careful. When you're taking pictures or doing videos, make sure, especially outside your house, you don't have your house number or anything in the back. I've seen people make the mistake where maybe they're taking a picture in front of their car and they have their license plates in there. You got to be really careful about that small detail stuff.
And your kids.
Yeah, and your kids, yes.
I don't think I've ever seen your kids on any of your stuff.
They're on very few, but a lot of those I will make that available for friends only.
Okay.
There are some videos that have gone viral. I have a series on TikTok called shower tunes, because my kids, they love to sing in the shower, and it's funny the songs they pick out. It's very collective tastes as myself. I'm raising some good music influenceful kids, let's just say that. But they're not in, like, their face you aren't in the video,
right?
It's just them singing behind the door. But those seem to be really popular. You got to be careful about that. I know people like to share what they're doing on vacation. Save those posts till you get back home would be my recommendation.
Because if you put those out there while we're in Cancun, that's like, hey, please burglarize our house.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
You know.
Let's not do that.
And as far as the kids, the one kid, one that I dearly love is on Facebook, and it's this three-year-old girl who has a quote of the day, and she is just, she's just stupid cute.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. She's adorable.
She is. She's absolutely adorable, and always ends up with, love you and the big blowing the kiss.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's adorable.
Yep.
Wonderful, wonderful kid. But, and there's really no indication of who or where or, you know,
right,
of who she is. And that is an important factor.
Yep, yep, yep. Sharing your location too. A lot of the social media apps will have a pin to share your location. You know, that's up to you. I'm not one to share my location on my posts, unless I'm promoting like a local business or something. Mm-hmm. I will definitely do that. I've done that a couple of times. But yeah, be careful about your location sharing.
And the pictures that you post also have tags that say where you were when they were taken.
Yeah, and you can
remove those.
You can remove those in your settings, and a lot of people know that. So make sure when you post something like that, make sure you go in your settings and take those features off.
But social media can be a very positive place,
yeah,
if you just sidestep the pothole, so to speak.
Right, right. Absolutely. It's been great for me. You know, I've made so many friends with, in the last 4 years. Some I've met. I have a really good friend that I met over TikTok on the East Coast. She's a concert goer, lover, music lover, as of course. And I've gone to a few concerts with her. And yeah, it's been great. You build your own community.
What's the furthest you've traveled to a concert?
Well, it's coming up, actually. The furthest I'm going to travel to a concert is going to be in September. I'm going to Sacramento, California to go see Oasis. Big deal. Big deal for me. For anybody that's listening, this is a huge deal for Oasis fans, because those brothers hated each other for such a long time, but now they have reconciled and they are going on tour. And I did everything in my power to get those tickets.
I remember that.
Yes. Yeah, I was crying. It was so, it's exciting. It's a big deal, music.
There were a couple of days when you were almost a basket case because you weren't sure if you're going to get the tickets.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to go to the UK at first, because that would have been quite the experience, but I lost out of that. But you know what? We came back. They're coming to the US, and I'm going. So.
There you go. And that's in September.
That's in September.
And I'm sure your followers will hear all about that when the time comes.
Oh, yeah. Yep. One of my taglines on my TikTok is always buy the concert ticket. Always buy the concert ticket. So that's, I'll share when I'm getting ready to purchase tickets, I share the experience with them too.
Okay.
Because it's nerve wracking for
some
people.
And you post that after you get the tickets, so that you don't
after,
have to compete
during,
with them.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sometimes that's another thing too about social media. You can gain more traction by going live. So for anybody that's wanting to grow their platform, go live as much as possible.
Okay.
And grow your platform.
And with the technology that we have nowadays, that's easy enough. With,
oh yeah.
You know, because your cell phones now have better cameras than the video cameras that we had before.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and 5G internet all over with your phone. It's amazing. And that's only going to get better.
Yeah. Technology changes every single day. We have to grow with it. So
yeah, that's where I struggle.
That's where I help. So that's where I come into play. I can show you.
Well, when you need to be my age, it's more of a struggle.
Yeah.
So because I remember back before a thing called the internet and before, well, not before computers, but before they were commonly used. In fact, in high school, my typing class was on a typewriter.
Sure.
They used to have these machines that you...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that you type right on the paper. So, you know, yeah, I'm old.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know. I'm 30 years older than you. So anyway, which makes me like 52, I think.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Good. Works for you?
Yeah, works
okay.
for me.
Any parting thoughts about social media?
Yeah. You know, just... have fun with it. That's the most important part. You know, anybody can do it. You know, I've talked to people like, how can you, you know, post these videos and feel, you know, comfortable doing that? You know, you have to be, the most important rule is you have to be authentically you. Mm-hmm. And this goes for businesses that want to, you know, grow, be authentically your business, your personality. Cause at the end of the day, it's you and your personality that, that people will buy into and follow. So you have to have, you know, faith in yourself to do it, and don't be scared. You know, I mean, to be honest, back in 2020, I didn't know what I was doing. And then now it turned into this whole thing, and, just be you and have fun.
What kind of a time investment do you have?
You know, I separate days of the week, like Monday afternoons and, Wednesdays. I'll film some stuff and put in my drafts and I just post it and throughout the week. That's another thing too. Each social media platform is different. So like TikTok and their algorithm, you want to post as much often, 3 times a day is what they recommend. Instagram, you want to post once a day. Anything more than that, then the algorithm on Instagram kind of kicks you off. Facebook is once a day and recommended twice a day for businesses and to gain traction. So, but with my platform with TikTok, I film a bunch ahead of time and then just post them throughout the day.
Okay.
Sometimes I get an idea though that I'm like, oh, I gotta do this right now, and I just do it. So it just depends.
and you're talking about businesses. Businesses, if you want help with your social media or your website or anything else, we'll get in a shameless plug here.
Yeah.
Call Katie at the radio station.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, she can help you with that.
That's what I do over here now, and I have a lot of fun with it. I think my knowledge can go far with a lot of the businesses here, and so just give me a call.
Okay. Katie Loger, thank you very much for taking time to visit with me this morning.
Yes, absolutely.
And we'll be back on Talk of the Town after this.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner of 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon. Enjoy the seasons with them at the train station in Alton and Sheldon, as both locations continue to impress with delicious menus and, as always, an all-new and amazing atmosphere. Grab a seat at the train station and let them pamper you with foods and beverages that will keep you joining them for more rides at the train station in Alton and Sheldon. Sheldon, now open 11 a.m. each day for lunch.
You have just heard today's edition of Talk of the Town, and you can hear Talk of the Town every Monday through Friday morning right here on Kiowa FM at 8:30 a.m. Talk of the Town is presented by Corner Discount in Sheldon, by Sanford Sheldon Medical Center, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon, Northwest Iowa Community College, Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden and the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon. Join us every Monday through Friday morning at 8:30 for Talk of the Town here on Classic Hits, Kiowa FM Radio.